Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. So glad to have you with us today. Glad you've joined us. Looking forward to another terrific show today. We had a great, great workshop yesterday. In fact, we did two of them. I'll talk about my next workshop coming up here in just a little bit. Again, glad to have you with us. Welcome to Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, for 20 years. Probably going to be my last year on radio, folks, so this is your chance. If you've never taken the chance to get together, to plan for the future, to get to one of my workshops, time is running out. You don't want to miss your opportunity. I'm going to tell you what opportunities you have and some exciting things that are coming. I'm really excited about them. Glad to have you with us for 20 years here on KFBK. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're doing. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded, and my bond filed in Sacramento County, California. All that information is available on my website, which I'll give out in a minute. Remember, everything we talk about here is my personal opinion only, and is never to be, never intended to be, nor is it any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. Couple ways you can get in contact with me. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. I really am glad to have you here with us. We had a great workshop yesterday. I mean, really did. We actually had two of them. We had one at 10:30, one at noon. They were full. My workshops tend to fill up. And my next workshop is coming up on the 11th of May. I'll give you more information about that in a little bit, but you won't want to miss it. If you haven't been to one of my workshops, you will certainly want to be there. What else do I need to tell you? Again, my contacts, my phone number, my website. Website is changing. My web director was ill this week. Otherwise, we would have had the website out, the subscription services out, and all that stuff out. We're working on that. We're also working on an email problem that has developed that we think we'll have solved this week. So welcome to the world of technology. When you go to my website, assetsandaging.com, you can sign up for my upcoming workshops. You can sign up for my newsletter. You'll be able to sign up for the subscription service and the videos soon. You will be able to do all kinds of things that are yummy and delicious and scrumptious, and you will be able to do them. And I'm excited about that. I like helping people not lose everything. And that's what my goal is. It's been my goal for the 30 years I've been doing this, and the 20 years I've been on the radio. Okay. Again, let me give you the contact information. Assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging. Assetsandaging.com. Or you can call me at 800-999-8007. And when you go to my website, you can look up my archived radio shows, my podcast. Every Wednesday, I do a live podcast on my website. Pretty soon, we're going to have, I've already recorded 15 videos on all kinds of subjects that are going to be made available to you. So lots of interesting stuff happening. My goal is to bring you more and more information so you can be better prepared. The most important thing is, if all you do is take in information, you'll never use it. The important thing is for you to get off the part that you sit on and get in to see me and begin to start the process of making sure that you're prepared. And as part of that, I do a blog too. And I wrote a blog, and I want to go over my blog. And I want to talk about something that's really important, and that is having a family conference. And I want to read you from some of my blog. It's 1,057 words. I'm not going to read you the whole blog. It's not up yet on my website. It will be shortly, so relax. I'm giving you a freebie here. You don't have to pay for this. I want to read you some of my blog as it relates to family conferences. And the title of this blog is Hope is Not a Plan, a Sample Agenda for a Family Conference. Our goal when we get older is always to say is always to be safe and independent if possible. It's always to be safe and independent, not to stay at home. We want to be safe, we want to keep mom and dad safe, and we want them to be independent. And independent does not necessarily mean home. Independent might mean home. It might mean assisted living. It might mean a boarding care. It might be I don't know what. Actually, I've seen people more independent in nursing homes than they would be at home. We want to be at the softest level of care possible. We want to be our loved ones to be safe, comfortable, warm, bright, and so much more. One of the most important elements to the planning process is involving your family. For most of us, as we get older, I'm reading from the blog, okay? My blog. Our families must play a role in the planning process. I cannot tell you. I always encourage families to come together, whether to come to the workshop together or to come to my office together, but I always encourage families to come together. Why? Because when you go goofy, who's going to take care of you? Now, if you don't have a family, you have a whole nother set of problems, and you should be on the phone right now calling me. Because all the issues and all the problems that families have, if you don't have a family to take care of this stuff, you have a whole nother set of bad news coming your way. So we want to be safe and warm and comfortable, and we always want families involved. Always. It's your family that may be your caregivers, and if not your actual caregiver, they're the ones who are going to plan and manage your care and finances. A family conference is mandatory, in my opinion, this is from my blog, to any comprehensive plan of care. Here are some ideas. Remember, hope is not a plan. If you're hoping it's all going to work out, that does not constitute a plan. I don't know what it constitutes, but it doesn't include anything that's tangible and likely to happen. Simply hoping that nothing bad happens is not a plan. A plan is thought out, discussed, and most importantly, it's in writing. Remember, when planning, what I'm talking about today is an outline. And again, if it sounds like I'm reading, I kind of am reading. I'm reading from my, from my blog. Your family is different from all other families. Be open and patient. Oh, I can't impress upon you how important that is. Be open and patient. Make sure everyone has a chance to speak and make sure you listen. Children, don't lecture your parents. Parents, don't treat your children like children. This is about forming a consensus, not just imposing a position or belief. At the end of the meeting, if you have not set out a logical, understandable path, this is so important, folks, and we're going to be covering this in my next workshop, then agree to meet again or come into my office. The consultation is free. I moderate family and conferences all the time. The issues here are important and impact the lives and well-being of your loved ones. At the end of all of this, once you have written a plan, you must act. Only by acting can you move forward. The subjects I'm going to talk about today are not in any special order. And you may not be able to deal with all of them at once. The key is to start working at this. And as my blogs get up and running, keep reading my blogs on my website because you're going to find this blog. You should have a paper and pencil ready. And everyone should take notes because everyone's going to hear what's said in a different way. Remember, the central purpose of all of this holding a family conference is the question, how does mom, how does dad, how do I stay safe and independent? Okay, the first major breakout point is documents. Trust, wills, powers of attorney, advanced health care directives, personal care contracts, HIPAA authorizations, deeds, etc. Does somebody have a copy? Is there only one copy? I get at least two or three phone calls a year where a family has lost the original. Does somebody in the family have a copy? Do you know where the copy is? If so, who? If someone died, have you taken them off of documents? Are they up to date, in other words? If someone's status has changed, have you kept your documents current with that status? Let me give you a for instance. Mom and dad have powers of attorney. Remember, I'm not an attorney, just my opinion. Mom and dad have powers of attorney. And normally they name each other first, and then they name the kids second or third or whatever. Dad develops dementia. Who has mom's power of attorney? Well, everybody, dad. Well, dad has dementia, Bob. I know. But when something happens to mom, the hospital that mom's in doesn't know that dad has dementia. Now, one of the kids, Johnny, has mom's, but now Johnny's got to bring in letters saying dad's incompetent. Wouldn't it be simpler? Wouldn't it be up to date? Wouldn't it make more sense than when dad was diagnosed with dementia, maybe you changed mom's power of attorney and named one of the kids or whoever it was first? Because dad is not going to be able, under my little example, to make decisions for mom. Or sometimes dad died. Mom gets sick. Mom's power of attorney says who has her power of attorney? Dad. Dad's dead. Well, now we have to bring in death certificates. We have to bring in all that stuff. We have to, wouldn't it have been simpler after dad died for mom to update her powers of attorney and do what? Put one of the children or whoever it is first, rather than dad, who's now deceased. I think that just makes a lot of sense in so many ways. Do you understand what the document says? Does everybody understand? Do the kids understand? Does mom understand? Does dad understand? Do they understand? I don't know. Who's the successor trustee? Who are the heirs? Are the powers of attorney and advanced health care directives immediate or springing? Do you know the difference? Does your power of attorney include language that allows someone to deal with your digital world? Do your documents name a conservator? Does your power of attorney have arbitration language? Who can amend the trust? Are the trusts revocable or irrevocable? Do you have an AB trust? What is an AB trust? Why don't you know? Is there frailty language or do the documents only deal with death? Who can deal with medical emergencies? Blah, 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 blah. And so on. The point being, it's not enough just to have documents. It's what do they say? Are they up to date? Are they current? Have they kept up to date with the time? Are they HIPAA compliant? Do they have the right person named? Because maybe my life changed since I had the documents done, but I've never been back to have them brought up to date. That's all part of a family conference. As you hold the family conference, the family should be checking on all this stuff. Our end-of-life desires, and this is really important, are they clear? Is everybody on the same page? Are they clear? Are end-of-life issues discussed, like funeral? Do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? I want to be cremated at sea. I want my ashes scattered over, I don't know, wherever it is, a pine tree. I don't care. Does the family know, and is the family all on the same page when it comes to what your desires are? Finances. Where are the assets? Where are mom and dad's stuff? Do you know? Do the kids know? I don't know. How much are mom and dad worth, or whoever we're talking about here? What banks or brokerage companies are they with? Are they with Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch, Schwab, Google? I don't know. I mean, where are the assets? Who controls them? Where are they? One of the things that happens all the time is after somebody dies, someone will call me and say, do you know where mom had her bank accounts? Or do you know if mom had a brokerage account? Are there life insurance policies? Who's the beneficiary? Everybody needs to know. And the kids need to know where the policies are. Why? Because who's going to file the claim? The kids. You're deceased. Are there annuities? Are they? What kind? What companies? Who's the beneficiary? I see a lot of annuities and a lot of life insurance policies that have the wrong beneficiaries. The wrong in the sense that someone has died, someone's disabled, somebody whatever, and they go, oh, well, why is Fred still on there? He died. Well, because he's still on there and you never changed it. Do you have IRAs? Do you have 401ks? Who's the owner? What can you do with them? Who's the beneficiary of the IRA? Is it mom? Well, mom died. Dad. Sometimes we see IRAs in which the beneficiary is the estate or the trust of. I'm not an attorney, but if you have IRAs that say the estate or the trust of, you better ask somebody, a tax guy or somebody, about that, because there may be severe tax consequences depending on who you name the beneficiary of your IRA. The point being, your family needs to know. Why? Because you're dead or disabled and they're dealing with it. Whose name is the house in? How do you know? How do you know? How is title held? Is it joint tenancy? Is it tenancy in common? Is it community property? Is it held in a trust? How's title held? What happens if it's joint tenancy and one person dies? Do you have to do anything with the deed? Is there anything you have to file? Is there anything you should file? Dad dead. We're having a family conference. Only mom is left. Dad died. Is dad's name still on the deed? Do we need to change that? I don't know. But you need to know. What about credit cards? Do you know where a mom and dad have credit cards? So that you can cancel the credit cards when they die or become disabled? Do you know what the balances are? Do you know how to find that out? If they have credit cards or online stuff, do you know the passwords? Mom dies, and so are the passwords to all her stuff, because nobody knew what the passwords were. You don't think that's a real issue? That is a real, real issue. I mean, real issue. And if you don't think it's an issue, you're not paying attention. What about taxes? Who files your mom and dad's taxes? Did they do last year's tax returns? Did mom and dad have a safety deposit box? How do you know? What bank is it at? Who has the key? Where is the key? Is there a password you need to get it in the safety deposit box? What's in the safety deposit box? Are you sure? Who has the combination or key to the safe at home? Well, we don't have a safety deposit box. We have a big safe at home. Who has the key or the combination? Is one of the kids? Or are they going to have to go get it drilled? And are you going to have to get a court order to get it drilled? Who has all your passwords and account numbers? Do you have precious metals? Do you have gold or silver? Does somebody know where it is? Does somebody know how to deal with it? Here's one that I don't even have in here but comes up. Are there guns? Dad died and he had 3 guns. Do you know what you have to do to sell those guns or to transfer those guns? There are laws in place that dictate how that will happen. So if Dad has guns, do you know about it? Do you know where it is? Do you know where they are? Do you know how to deal with it? And precious metals, do you have the answers to all of these and more to come? At death, again, what about funeral plans? What are your wishes? Is there a funeral plan? Well, yeah, Mom and Dad have a plot. That's not a funeral plan. That's a plot. That doesn't get you anything. Gets you a plot. Doesn't take care of the mortuary services, doesn't include opening the grave, doesn't include the vault, doesn't include headstones. So do Mom and Dad, where do they want to be buried? And do they have a funeral plan? Have they paid for all of it? Is it a revocable or irrevocable funeral plan? What about long-term care? If you need care at the end of your life, where do you want it to be? Home, assisted living, independent living, boarding care, your daughter's home, a nursing home? Who will take care of you? How will you pay for it? Has all this been worked out in advance by the family? No? Really, what is the plan? Are there VA benefits or Medi-Cal available? Do you know what benefits that you might qualify for or that a surviving spouse might qualify for? Now I want to talk about something that's really, really, really important when it comes to a family conference. Well, Bob, I don't have a family conference. Then the need for you to have a discussion is even more important than someone with a family. You need to have that discussion with me. Because if you don't have kids, all the things we just talked about when you're gone, no one is going to know about. And it's going to be madness. I've seen it happen scores of times. So if you don't have a family, you still need to have a family conference. You need to have the family conference with someone you trust, with me, with your best friend, whoever it is, and bring your best friend in and we'll all have a conference together. But holding a family conference is one of the most important things you can do. Now, on the 11th of May, May the 11th, it's the day before Mother's Day. It's a great day to come in as a family. Great day to come in as a family. The day before Mother's Day, May the 11th, 10:30 in the morning, my office. It's free. If you want to get on the list for the 11th, it's a limit of 12 people. You can sign up online or you could call me at 800-999-8007. Bring Mom with you. Kids, take your mother for Mother's Day, before Mother's Day, and come in and come to the workshop. It's free. You will leave better off than when you got there. Holding a family conference is one of the most important things you can do. If you can't get to the workshop on the 11th, then call me and arrange to come in and see me. Bring the family. Within reason, if you can't get to me, I'll come to you. But holding a family conference is one of the most important things you will ever do when it comes to end-of-life planning. Don't miss out on holding a family conference. Everybody just take a deep breath, and I know we don't all like each other, or maybe there have been harsh words in the family, but this is not about you. This is about Mom or Dad. So everybody in the family, get over whatever little petty jealousies and gripes there are, or whatever it is, and get in to see me and make a difference in your family. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for a workshop, you can get in to see me, you can call me, you can send me an email, you can sign up for my free email list, but whatever you do, plan now that in the next 30 days, you and your family are going to hold a family conference. And if I can help mediate it or help you run it or you get into my, whatever it is, do it. Quit thinking about it. Quit holding out, you know, let a little pride drop and everybody get to do together and do what's best for Mom and Dad and the family as we all grow frail and we all need more help and we all struggle with loss of independence. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or assetsandaging.com. How to hold a family conference. I can help you. The workshops can help you. Take advantage now of the resources you have available here at Assets and Aging. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope to see you at an upcoming workshop or in my office. I hope you enjoy the show. If you ever have questions, call me, or if I can be of any help with the issues of aging, call me or write me today, 800-999-8007. This is Bob Scrivano for Assets and Aging. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Have a great day.